Okay, good evening, everybody. This Shabbos, we begin Sefer Bamidbar, reading Parshas Bamidbar, and I'd like to talk about a subject this evening, as you can see from the title, which relates to shuls. I guess it's in the hope that soon we'll be coming back to shuls in one form or another. I'm sure you've all heard that there are some shuls that have opened, there are opening, and we're working on figuring out what we can do here as well. New Jersey is not the same as New York. But in any event, we'll see what happens. But the topic relates as well, as we'll see, perhaps surprisingly, a lesser known, but it applies at home also. And that is the question of having a makom kavua, a set place for davening. So that's what I'm going to go through tonight. Our starting point is interesting. It's not talking about tefillah, but it's talking about a set place. The Torah says in the beginning of Parshat Bamidbar, Parak Beis, actually, the second parak, Pesukim Aleph and Beis, in the first source, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe el Aaron l'amor, Ish al diglo ba'osos leveis avosom yachad b'nei Yisrael, neged saviv l'ohol moed yachadom. It's talking about the positioning of the Jewish people, of the B'nai Yisrael, around the Mishkan, as they travel through the desert. That's what the beginning of the Seder talks about. And it says, Ish al diglo, each person is with his degel, with his, shevet. And it's be'osos, leveisos on be'osos. That's an unusual word. What are the signs exactly? Osos means a sign. It's a little bit unclear. So Rashi, in the second source, quotes from Medrash, which we'll see in a second, Dover Acher, be'osos, leveisos on be'os, shem mosolahem Yaakov Avihem. This goes back to a setup which was established by Yaakov Avihem, by Yaakov Inu, kishenasa'u mimitzrayim. Remember, Yaakov lived the last 17 years of life in Mitzrayim. That's where he died. And he gave clear instructions as to how his body was to be taken out of Mitzrayim up to the Maras Machpelah in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, we'll see the pasuk shortly, Vayasu b'nav lo kain kasher tzivam. His children did exactly as they had been commanded by him. And it says, look at this, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zulun, Yisau, Min HaMizrach. The three children, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zulun, carried the coffin, the bier, from the eastern side. Reuven, Shimon, and Gad, Min HaDorim, and the southern side, etc. Kedisi, B'Tanchuma, Rashi quotes the Medrash Tanchuma. So I showed you the whole Medrash Tanchuma here in source number three, here in Parshat Bamidbar, in Siman Yud Beis. It begins with quoting a pasuk from Eov, which I printed down in source 5, Parak Lamed Rav, pasuk Gimel, Esodei Lemerachok, Lefolei Tentzerek, Esodei Lemerachok, meaning I will, give my thoughts and so on from a distance. And the Medrash says, it's a little strange, it's just saying our pasuk, Ish al diglo yachanu, all people should be by their flag, by their shevet. Okay, umat tamaloma be'osos, the extra word, Ish al diglo be'osos, in Perek Beis, pasuk Beis. Ella, so it says, B'shoah shenifti Yaakovinu v'na olam amal avonam v'shechavtim avosai. When Yaakovinu was on his deathbed, he informed his children that he's holding by the end. Chazal kol bonav u'berchan. He gave all his children brachas. We know that from Parshas Vayechi, the Birchas Yaakov to all of his sons. Okay, and he told them, who poked on, he assigned them. When you bring my coffin, do so with proper yirah, proper covered. I don't want anyone else handling my coffin. That was the directive that he gave. I don't want anyone else handling my coffin, he says. Okay. Lo echad min amitzim, not any of the Egyptian officials. We know many Egyptians came with the family of Yaakov up to Bar. I don't want them handling my coffin, and not even your own children, my grandchildren. Lo echad nechem neshayishbuchem shenosa b'menos Kenan. Some of the daughters-in-law were b'menos Kenan, and so on. And the pasuk said they listened. And the only people who carried him were his children, Velo B'nei Bonav. What did he tell them? So he told them exactly who stands where. Yehuda Yisachar Zulun Yitanu Mitosim Min HaMizra. Reuven Mishimon Gad Yitanu Min HaDorom. Don Ve'ashon Haftali Yitanu Min HaTzofon. Binyamin Ephraim and Ash Yitanu Min HaMarav. He told them exactly where everyone was supposed to stand when carrying his Aron. Yosef did not carry, at all, because he was a Melech and so on. Not considered by Kovadik in a certain sense in the Melech. Levi, Al Yiton, Yaakov evidently, it was pointed out to me in a discussion earlier this week about this. Yaakovin also had, evidently, obviously had Ruach HaKodesh. He understood that Levi was going to have the role of carrying the Mishkan. So he didn't carry the mace and so on. Anyway, this is what I want and so on. So what's all got to do? The children all listened and they carried him up. You can read the rest of the Medrash. And that's exactly the same position in which their descendants encamped around the Ohel Moed, around the Mishkan, when they traveled through the desert. Yeah. question. Yeah.
My question. It has always bothered me that instead of forming one family of Yehudim or Ephraim, that they form 12 tribes.
Okay, this is an important subject. It's a broad question.
Achdus, and they divided up into 12 tribes.
Right, but so nobody says there wasn't Achdus, actually. In this week's set, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky talks about it a little bit. Maybe if we have time, I'll get back or I'll speak to you privately. You can find some why you needed a division in terms of tribes. The pashtus is that people are different and so on. There can be Achdus. Nonetheless, people had different roles. And I think that's the answer we'll leave with a moment. It's a good question. There was still B'nai Yisrael. They were all called B'nai Yisrael. But for different purposes, they were separated. But another time, we'll talk about it. It's a broader subject. It's an important question. Anyway, the Medrash goes on to say this was the exact position, and you can see the same thing more or less in the fourth source, Medrash Rabbah, Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Beis, Simen Ches. Not going to read inside again, but it's more or less the same idea, just it comes at it from a different angle a little bit, but quotes the same Pasuk in Eo, and the Psukim, which I printed on the next page in Parshas Vayechi. Look back in the Parshas Vayechi, Perek Nun of Bereishis, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayasu Banav Lo, Kain Kasher Tzivom. He gave this directive, and the children did exactly as they had been commanded to do. Okay, Kain Kasher Tzivom, and what is the Kasher Tzivom? Next Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayisu So Banav Eretz Kanan. His children, and his children alone, carried his coffin towards Eretz Kanan, exactly as they had told them to. And again, Rashi, a little bit over there in Parshas Vayechi, says, in source 7, Perek Nun, Pesukim Yud Beis Yud Gimel, Ma'u Asher Tzivom, Kasher Tzivom, what exactly commanded them? And Yud Gimel says that they should do the carrying and not the grandchildren. Exactly, we saw from the Medrash, Rashi gives a brief summary. And he says, the second line, Uch Sidron, Lema'asa Ma'acha Shavzon, Nikbu Kan, the Seder of the carrying of the Aron, of the Aron, the coffin of Yaakov, was the exact same Seder as they marched in the Midbar. It ended up being 40 years. It wasn't supposed to be 40 years, but they traveled in this direction, and that's how they did it. And Yosef was not part of it. Menashe and Ephraim were, and so on. So we see, we don't really have an explanation why. I mean, Lechora, what's it got to do? Okay, Yaakov, must have had his reasons as to why he wanted these children of his on this side and those children on the other side. He must have had his reasons. We don't know what they are. But you wouldn't necessarily automatically assume the same thing is true. Their descendants, they should also be in the same exact position around the Mishkan. I mean, you wouldn't automatically think that they're related, but apparently they are related. And apparently there was some significance to location, okay? And that's what leads us into the question of the Mokom Kavua, because every Shevet had a Mokom Kavua around the Aron when they traveled through the Midbar. And so from that point, I'd like to discuss a little bit about the question of a Mokom Kavua for davening. The Gemara says in Brachas, Vav Amud Bey, source number 8, Amar Rabbi Chalba Rabbi Huna, Kol HaKoveya Mokom Tfilaso Elokei Avram Be'ezru. Anybody who fixes a set place for davening will be helped by the Elokei Avram, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but he's identified here as Elokei Avram. And not only that, Ukshemes, when a person leaves this world at the appropriate time, Omrim Lo, a Anav, a Chosid, Mitalidav Shal Avram Avinu. He is praised being an Anav, a modest person, a Chosid, a pious person, a descendant, a Talmud of Avram Avinu. Beautiful. So evidently, that's obviously important to have a Mokom Kavua for Tefillah. But it sounds like, since the connection is made to Avram Avinu, it must be because we're emulating or modeling ourselves after Avram Avinu. So the Gemara right away asks, but Avram Avinu and all of the Kavu Mokom. How do we know that that's something which Avram Avinu did? So quotes a Pasuk, Tichsiv, Vayashkem Avram Babok el HaMokom Asher Amod Shom. Ve'en Amida El HaTefillah Shem Ra'yamod Pinchas Vayafaleo. The Pasuk says, I printed there in Source 10, in Bereishis and Parashis Vayera, Paragud Test Pasuk Chav Zayin. This is right after the destruction of Sodom and Amorah. It says, Vayashkem Avram Babok el HaMokom Asher Amod Shom Es Pnei Hashem. Avram got up early in the morning and he went to the Mokom, went to the place where he had stood in the past. And standing is sometimes used as an expression for tefillah. We call the main part of the davening the amidah, right? The Shmoneh Esrei. So standing sometimes means in davening, like I said, Vayamod Pinchas Vayafaleo. So Avram also means he went back to the place where he was accustomed to davening. So therefore, Rashi says, since this was the practice of Avram Avinu, that he went to, well, what he davened, we don't know what he said, but he went to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the exact same place where he always did. Apparently he had this set place. And that's why it says, therefore, Elokei Avram, Shekava Mokom Tfilosa, Rashi says in Source 9, Brachos Vav Mibreis, the God of Avram, who did fix a place when he davened at a set place, He'll help us out like he helped Avram out. So in other words, the idea is we're supposed to learn from Avram Avinu that it's proper to have a set place for davening, because it says again, he went always to the same place. That's where he approached, where he conversed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Exactly what his tefillah was, we don't know, but that's what Avram did. Now, that's the Gemara Brachas Vav Amud Beis. There's another Gemara in Brachas Zayin Amud Beis. Okay? Anyone who has a set place for davening, his enemies will fall in front of him. He'll be victorious. His enemies won't be able to harm him. And it quotes the pasuk: "Shenemar v'samti mokom la'ami Yisrael liYisrael uratatin v'shachin tachtov lo yirgaz over lo sivan avlo lanoso kasher rishon." The pasuk is in Shmuel Beis, Parak Zayin pasuk Yud. If you want to see the whole pasuk, look at source 13. It's a pasuk. Let's first look at Rashi and the Gemara Brachas out of Beis with Samti Mokom. That's the end of the pasuk, right? I mean, that's the beginning of the pasuk with Samti Mokom. The end of the pasuk is lo yosifu b'nei avlo lanoso. The wicked people, the enemies, won't be able to harm you anymore. Okay, so that's the pasuk. So v'samti mokom, you have a fixed place, so then your enemies won't be able to harm you. Then the Gemara digresses in just a moment, because the pasuk appears actually twice. Shmuel Beis, Parak Zayin, Pasuk Yud, Source 13. And also in Divrei Yom Aleph, Parak Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tes. Take a look at 14. The pasuk is almost identical. Okay, the two places in Shmuel Beis and Divrei Yom Aleph, you see in Sources 13 and 14, the pasuk are almost identical. One word difference. In the first one, it says, lo yosifu b'nei avlo anoso. And the other one says, lo yosifu b'nei avlo levaloso. Okay, slightly different words. So the Gemara says, actually, it should say lechaloso, I think. Okay. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna Rami, ksiv la'anoso, ksiv lechaloso, betchil la'anoso, l'sof lechaloso. Okay. What does it mean? Originally, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing and so on, so we were afraid our enemies would harm us, so it says they won't harm you anymore. Once there's no more Beis HaMikdash and we're in exile, so we better be protected from not just harm, but from obliteration. Okay, but bottom line is the Mokom Kavua saves you from the harm and from the obliteration and so on. Okay, now, one can ask, what does this Gemara add? In other words, we already had the Gemara in Vavmud Beis, which says it's a good idea to have Mokom Kavua because, you know, you'll be like the Mitamir from Avram Avinu, and just like Avram had a set place in Davin, he was protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to you will be what's added by this other Gemara based on these other psukim, your enemies will fall. So you could say, okay, Pastor's, you know, telling you something else. It's a good idea to have a Mokom Kavua. But full disclosure, the Rif in his Girsa, take a look at 15, Brachas Daf Dalam and Aleph in the page of the Rif, he writes, Amar Yochanan Mishum Mishum Yochai, that's the second Gemara, Kolakadea Mokom Litoroso. His Girsa in the second Gemara wasn't talking about davening, talking about learning, having a fixed place to learning. That's not our topic for tonight, so that wouldn't necessarily have anything to do with us, but just that the Rif at least held that the Girsa in the second source is two different Gemaras. One's talking about a set place for davening, and it's talking about a set place for learning. Everybody, Yonah in source 16, on the Rif there, Brachas Dalam and Aleph in 16, again, it elaborates on the idea of learning, and the idea is because when there was a Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelt there. Where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwell now there's no Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara says, Ein la HaKadosh Baruch Hu brachas later, Chesed Aleph, after the Zash Meish HaMikdash, Ein la HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'alama, ela arba amos shal halachet. Right, the Kadosh Baruch Hu dwells with those who are learning, and so on. So that's the idea of having a fixed place that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can come when a person is learning. Okay, but our Girsa is talking about, it says Trila. So you have two different Gemaras telling about the importance of Mokom Kavua. Okay, now, what's the significance? Why? I mean, it's okay, Avraham Avinu did it, so we should do it also. Okay, it's a nice idea to emulate Avraham Avinu. He's a good role model, but why? You know, what is the essence or what's the idea? Why is it important to have a Mokom Kavua? So Rabbeinu Yonah earlier on the Rif, on the early Rif in Brachos, Gimel Abayis on the first Gemara, okay, by Avraham Avinu, and he's also wondering why is the person, remember the Gemara said back in source 8, the Gemara says, someone who does this not only will be helped by the God of Avram, but when he dies, he'll be identified as an Anav and a Chassid. I mean, that sounds like a little exaggeration, you know. And why Anav of all things? I mean, you know, it's an interesting Gemara, really. I mean, he's a good guy. Okay, well, it's such a production. He's a Mitamid Hashem Avram, he's an Anav, he's a Chassid, all because he had a set place of davening. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, and Gimel Beis in the Rif and Brachas, Dilmaskal Kolakoveya, the first Gemara, says El Rotz Lomar 17, Shekol Kach Medaktik Betfiloso. We're talking about a person who's so medaktik, he's so careful about his davening. Shegam Bazeu Nisa, Sherotza Shetiat Filoso Mokom Yuchad. He has such respect for davening, he wants his davening always to be in the same place, a fixed place. It shows you that you have you value davening. It's not you're wandering around, going here and there. You have a fixed place, you know, where you do important things. Okay, some people have offices and have a chair that they sit in when they think about something, when they're reading the paper, or they're doing something. You have a fixed place, so that helps you. So that's what Rabbi Yonah said. So the person has such an attitude towards tefillah that obviously is also an honor. He's not so arrogant as to think, oh, I can daven anywhere. Right? He has to find the place with miyachid. We'll come back to this point. And that's what the Rabbi Yonah says. And he quotes a pasuk in Tillim, Perek Nun Aleph, Pasuk Yutes, 18. Zivch Elokim Ruach Nishbara. Right, the one who wants to offer a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to have a Ruach Nishbar, a broken, you know, a Lev Nishbar, somebody who's humble and so on. Okay, that's his approach. The Mar Shah, Anat Gemar and Brachas Vomit Beis, and the Chedush HaGodes in 19, Devamas Vokala Koveya, he has a little different point. He says that Avraham Avinu, you know, had a special relation with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Dafke with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas HaRachamim and so on. So that connects him. That's what you want when you daven. So you want to connect to Avraham Avinu. The Tzlach, in their Brachas Ovid Beis, says, V'yesh L'daktik Ma'anova Shaykh, where does humility come in? Okay. And we'll call him a tzaddik, but what do you call him a humble person for? So he says as follows. He says, you know, I want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a place which has a certain amount of Kedusha. Okay, and he quotes the Gemara in Tainis, Lo mekomo shal orah mechaber osu, ala hu mechaber es mekomo. A person is not honored by the place he's in. He honors the place. Hu mechaber es mekomo. Okay, and therefore, says the Tzlach, Hamizgoya omer shal tzarech shal mekomo yechaber osu. I don't need a set place and so on and so forth. Okay. So I can have kavana any place. Okay, and he ties in with kavana. And therefore he says that's not the right attitude. I can say I can daven here, I can daven there. I can give any place a sense of kedusha. Doesn't matter. That's a little bit of a gaiva. But someone who says I've got a set place and I need the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make this my set place, that's a sign of anova. Okay, so these are different approaches why it's important to have a makom kavua. Now, what are we talking about? A makom kavua. Where is this makom kavua? So it's interesting. There was another Gemara in Brachas on Vav Mud Aleph 21. Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer Ein Tfila Shel Adam Nishmas El Beis HaKnesses. A person's tfila is best heard in a shul. Shenemar, the famous pasuk in Malachim Aleph Perek Ches, pasuk Chof Ches 22, part of the tefillah of Shlomo Melech when he completed the building of the first base of Mikdash, famous phrase, right? Ufarisa tefillas avdecha v'atchanasu Hashem alokai lishmoy al arina v'atfillah. We remember that phrase probably from the first night of Slichas, right? That's the pizmon. The first night of Slichas has as its refrain lishmoy al arina v'atfillah. I don't know, maybe we don't remember it so well because it's the middle of the night. But anyway, that's the first night of Slichas. L'shmol arina tefillah, it's a pasuk. So what does it mean? B'makom rina shom tei tefillah. Makom rina, Rashi explains, is the Beis HaKnesses, 23. Makom rina, Beis HaKnesses. Shesham omer matzibur shiros utishpachos b'ne'imos kol orei. People sing and they sing Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So makom rina shom tei tefillah. Right, you sing and people get together. When you're daven by yourself, you know, you're not singing so much, right? But in shul, hopefully right now, they're worried about singing and spreading a virus. But there's a shame when the time comes. We come back to shul, part of the beauty of a shul, that people sing shiras at the shmachos, takos baruch, we sing a lot in shul. So therefore, that's the proper place. And the Marsha says that's why the Gemara refers to a Gemara later in Brachas, on Daf Lamed Aleph, that I printed in the next source, okay, in 25, the Gemara Brachas Lamed Aleph and Aleph says Yachol Yishal Adam Sochav Hachi Yispalo Kvar Mufurish Ayde Shlomo Lishenema Lishmal Arinem Bela Tefila. The Gemara has the same drasha to teach you that before you daven, before the Tefila comes Rina. Okay, what is Rina? Rina is the Shevach. We know you're supposed to first praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rina is the Tefila of Shevach, as Rashi explains, right? And then comes your Bakasha. Then your Tefila is Bakasha. So Lishmal El Arina Bela Tefila should be that order. Rina is Shevach, and then comes Bakasha. And therefore, Yochel Yishal Adam Tzachav Achaz. Well, no, you're not supposed to add and then give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And that's what the Rashi explains in 26. Brachas lamarav amav yochol yishol tzvachov kagon birchas atachonein ad shomei atfilah. The middle brachas of Shmona Esrei, when you ask for all your needs, so atachonein and hashivein, all the brachas, the middle 13 brachas, right, are all brachas of requests for one form or another, personal requests, communal requests, and then shomei atfilah and so on. And then you say the last three, which is Shevach. Okay, so I'm sorry, this is Hodah, actually. That's after the first three. The first three are Shevach. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaye Mesim, he's a Gibor, all these things we say in the first, Kadosh, all these things we say in the first Baruch Hu. So that's learned from the same phrase, so the small arena of Atfilah, so Marsha says, you see from there, that we put both things together. You're supposed to daven in a place where there's Shira and singing, and therefore it should be in a shul. Okay, it should be in a shul. Now, that would indicate that what's meant, so to speak, by the makom kavua that you should find, should be a shul. You have to find a shul where you fix the davening. If you put these gemaras together, the gemara says everybody should have a fixed place to go daven, and you'll be like the Talmid of Avram, and you're considered an anav and a chassin, all the things we said, and your enemies will fall, but we have to put it together the other gemara that says the proper thing is to where tefillahs are heard, or in a shul. So l'chora, what the gemara is saying when they're telling us to find a makom kol, it means find the shul that you're comfortable davening. Find the shul. Now it's interesting because the Yerushalmi learns this from a different pasuk. The Yerushalmi is a pasuk in Parshas Yisro. It's actually the end of the laning on the first morning of Shavuos. Okay, Parshas Yisro, Parak Beis, pasuk Chaf Aleph and Shmos. Parak Chaf, pasuk Chaf Aleph and Shmos. Okay, well, we're interested in the end of the pasuk. This first part of the pasuk means Bachadom Atasli, etc. The end says Bechala Mokom Asher Azkir Shmi Avoy Lecha Verachticha. Okay, so Yerushalmi says in Brachas Parak Dalal Lecha Dalad 28. Rab Abba Ruchia. Yerushalmi says a person should daven in a place which is fixed or set aside or designated as a place of tefillah. Matam. So that we haven't seen that exactly in those words. We saw you should find the makom kavua. We saw you should daven, you know, your tefillah should be in a beis haknesses. But the Yerushalmi elaborates and says that the proper thing is to daven in a place which is miyuchad letefillah. It's set aside. It's designated for that purpose. Matam. Quotes this pasuk. B'chol ha'makom asher azkir eshmi asher tazkir eshmi enksiv. B'chol ha'makom asher azkir. I would expect the pasuk to say, any place where you will call out my name, I will come, my shechina will be there. B'chol ha'makom asher tazkir eshmi avoy lecha berachtich. It doesn't say that. It says, b'chol ha'makom asher azkir eshmi, where I have, that place has been designated. So my name is already associated with that place. That's the lesson of the Yerushalmi. And the Pnei Moshe explains, what does it mean in 29? B'makom shumrucha l'tfilah, b'beis haknesses. That's all about a shul. And it's interesting, you know, the author of the Pnei Moshe, I mentioned in the past, the Pnei Moshe is the only commentary that we have on the entire Yerushalmi, cover to cover. So we have other Mefarad Korban Edom, we have the Reb Shlomo Cirilio and the Maral Fulda and the Ribaz and others that we have, but not on the whole Yerushalmi. The Pnei Moshe is the Pnei Moshe is a Rashi style commentary. It's a running commentary. But the same author, besides writing the Pnei Moshe, wrote what's called the Mare Haponim, which is a Tosa style commentary with Akasha, with a Teretz, the Rashi. Pnei Moshe just explaining the words as you go along, like Rashi does. The Tosa asks you based on a different Gemara, there's a steer and so on. So the Mare Haponim, he adds simply, in third, the Mare Haponim, there in Brochus, Perakdal, Lachadalid, the Mokum, Shemuchla Tfila, Kedama Hasim, Perakam, the Davav, Tanya, Abin Yaman, Omer, and Tosha, and Mishma, Salabai Sakneses. He links, he said that's what the Bavli means. The Bavli means you find the Makom Kavua, a place where the Beis HaKnesses, it's talking about the Beis HaKnesses. He links it up. And therefore, the Rambam Paskin in Hilchos Deis, Parak Dalal Lechachov Gimel 32, the Rambam says, Kol ir she'ein ba sarad varim ha'ailu, any city which does not have the following, we'll call them amenities in him, ein tamar chacham rashay lada b'socha. A tamar chacham shouldn't live there. There have to be certain things in a community for an observant Jew to live there. And it doesn't list pizza shops. Okay, but it does list Lebeis HaKnesses. Okay, Beis HaKnesses. I'm not saying anything wrong with having pizza shops and Chinese restaurants. All good. But the Gemara lists other things. And one of the things the Gemara lists is Beis HaKnesses. There has to be a shul. Okay, and not only that, but the Tosefta and Rav Metzia, Parak Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, states in 33, Kofin B'nei Ha'ir Zeh Zeh Liv Naslan Beis HaKnesses. The community can force the other community members to pony up the money to build the Beis HaKnesses. Okay, and that seems to imply that even if you could get a minion in a basement, you'll get 10 people to dive in your living room. That's not proper. You're supposed to build a Beis HaKnesses. The Rambam brings that. Hilchos Tefillah, Parak Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph 34. Kol makom sheish basaris in Israel, tzarech lahachin al bayis sheichdus ubal tefila b'chol eis tefila. Umakom zeh nikra beis haknesses v'kofin bnei ir zeh zeh limnus lam beis haknesses. And the Shulchan Aruch says it also. Arachaim sim kuf nun sif out of 35. Kofin bnei ir zeh zeh limnus beis haknesses. The people can force each other to build a beis haknesses, and it appears in Choshen Mishpat. It's a business law. It appears in Choshen Mishpat. Okay, sim kuf samach gimel sif aleph 36. Kofin bnei ir zeh zeh, and it says there afilu miut kofin es hamarubim. Even if only some people want it, other people say, "Ah, we'll daven in the basement." No, if a few people want it, that's what they're supposed to do. And one of the things is libnos lam beis haknesses. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Nun of Arachaim, of course, in Sifkat Aleph, it's a Kofanov. He quotes that Rambam. That's where it comes from. It comes from that Rambam, and he quotes the Ramon Choshen Mishnah we just read. Okay, and then he adds in cotton base. But sometimes it's hard. You have a small group. How are you going to raise the money, build a shul? Sometimes it'll be expensive. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah says cotton base. Im ain bekocham livnos, if they can't build, okay. So mechuyav la kapanim liskor, so rent a place. Liskor makom yuchad l'tfila. But again, the stress is makom yuchad l'tfila. Obviously, not everybody's wealthy. Every community is wealthy, so rent a place if you have to do that. Okay. Now, the Be'er Heitav explains in that same siman kuf nun and orachaim in Sifkat Aleph, he writes b'makom sheish tualas hakol yecholim limchos shlo yispala basar bebeisam. People in the community can say, I don't want to daven with a minyan in a house. Kim reis haknesses. Okay, a person can say that. Even though we have a minyan in a house and so on and so forth, but it's proper to be able to build a beis haknesses. Another one of the Gemara in Brachos, Chesam and Aleph, 39, Amar Yish Lakish, Kol mi sheyesh shol beis haknesses be'ir v'eno nichlas shom yispala nikro shachin ra. Somebody who has a shul in this community doesn't go, is called a bad neighbor. And it quotes Psukim. Shenemar, I quoted the Pesukim in Yirmiyahu, Komar Hashem al kol shechene haroim, right? Hanogim benachlat shen chalti es hamiyas Yisrael, hini no shom al admasam v'espeis yudha etosh mitocham, right? Quotes this Pesukim in Yirmiyahu, Perek Yud Beis Pesuk Yadav, Heaven's Source 41, but the Gemara quotes it, and says, at the end of that Pesuk, it says, someone's a shechene ra, shechene haroim, to be driven out, gorim galos lo lebanav, and all kinds of bad things. And the very fascinating next statement in the Gemara, third line of 39. Amru Leila Rabbi Yochanan, Ika Save Bebavil. Somebody once told Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't live in Bavil. And someone once came to Rabbi Yochanan and told, you know, there are a lot of, I met some very old people in Bavil. And Rabbi Yochanan was very surprised to hear this news. There are old people who live in Bavil. People live to a ripe old age in Bavil. He says, Tama, the Amar, what about the Pasuk? We all know the Pasuk. I printed it here in 42 in Parshas Eker. It's from the second Parsha of Kriyashma at the end, right? Parakut Beis, Parakut Lamad Yudal of Pasuk Chafal. Leman Yirbu Yimeichem Vimei Venechem. You'll have many years, long life. Where? Al Hadama Shenishpa Shalom Sechem Oslislam. On the land, right? You only sounds from the pasuk that yeah, you're zochet tarichas yomim to ripe old age in Eretz Yisrael al adama. So Rabbi Yochanan was surprised. Really, in Bava they lived to ripe old age. Also, how could it be? Tama v'amar, third line back in 39. Tama v'amar l'man yirmeichem v'minechem al adama k'siv. Avchutz arts lo. So he says no. Kevon da amar lei mekadmi mechashkel biknish to amar hainu da hanilei. When he heard that these are people who are makbid to go to shul early in the morning, they come to shul at night, they come to shul regularly. Oh, that I understand. That must be the shus. Okay? And he quoted a Gemara and so on, a pasuk, or a pasuk from Mishlei, Ashrei Adam Shomer Lishko, Dososai Yom Yom, Lishmo Mizuzas Psochai, and the next pasuk says, Himotzi Motze Chaim. I printed in source 43, Mishlei Perches Pasuk Lamedalim. Ashrei Adam Shomer Lishkol Ados Hosai Yom Yom. Someone who comes every day to my doors and so on, to means to the shul, right? So then Kimotzi Motzachayim. Okay, they'll find life. What's the idea? So I think it can be explained as follows. Yochanan was puzzled. How could people live to an old age in Chutzlaritz when the pasuk says Laman Yibri Mechem and so on Al Hadama? So the answer is because they go to shul. What's one thing got to do the other? So the answer is that every shul is like an embassy. It's like an embassy of Eretz Yisrael. You know that if you're in China, but you're in the American embassy, so you're bound by American law, not by Chinese law. Or the Swiss embassy in the United States follows the Swiss law, not the American law. And that territory where your embassy is, you're bound by the law of whatever country owns that embassy, even though physically it's located in whatever land it is. Okay, but if you run into the embassy, I think I'm fairly certain. Okay, if someone has a baby, okay, in the American embassy in Japan, that baby is an automatic American citizen as if it was born in the United States. Okay, not only naturalization and so on. So that's the rule of an embassy. So in a certain sense, this is not our original thought. I just don't remember who I heard it from. But I think it's a very good analogy. Every shul is like an embassy of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you spend a lot of time in shul. Yochanan thought you can only live to ripe old age if you're in, if you're in Eretz Yisrael. If you're in a shul, that's like being in Eretz Yisrael. It's the next best thing. So every shul has that status like an embassy. And the Marshah, there in Brochus, Chesman Allah, Dimas HaNogim, he explains, that's why they quote the Gemara Megillah, Asidim Bate, Knesios Bate, Midrash B'Bavel, source 44, Sheyik Kavu Be'eretz Yisrael. All the shuls and Bate Medrash and Bavel and anywhere else in Chutzorets are going to somehow fly and land in Eretz Yisrael. They're all going to be reestablished in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and it quotes these psukim and so on, it goes to the whole Gemara. And the idea is, as I say, it becomes like an embassy, the place of Eretz Yisrael. So, the upshot of all of the above, of course, is that the proper thing is to daven in shul. Now, what's the big thing about davening in shul? So we said already, having a makom kavua, fine, but what's the big thing about davening in shul? So it's interesting. The Gilyon HaShas, the Bekiva Eger in 45, and that Gemara Brachos Vav Mod Aleph, which talks about the importance of davening in shul, tells you to take a look in Tosan of Avodah Zarah download base. So if you do, and I did it for you, 46, Tosas and Avodah Zarah, Dan Reis, Dil Masel Kivan, he says, Aval Eina Nishmas El B'mokum Shat Tzibor Mispalalim. Tefillah, the Gemara in Bracha said that the Tefillah is Nishmas Beis HaKnesses, but the Tosas and Avodah Zarah says the Tefillah is Nishmas in a place where the Tzibor davens. Okay, in other words, the Iker sounds like from here of davening in the Shul is to be able to daven with the Tzibor, Tefillah B'Tzibor. Okay, and that's a different Gemara Brachas. Ain't philosophical other nishmas elim atzibur, like we said, right? So you should daven with a tzibur. Now, it seems to be two different things. They don't have to go together. So the tzlach there in Brachas Vav Mod Aleph, where Rabbi Akiva Eger makes that comment, 47, and Rav Soloveitchik, so in Brachas, and the Rishum Ashurim there in Brachas Vav Mod Aleph, both say more or less the same thing. Okay, the tzlach wonders. Is it the place or is it the tzibur? Is the idea of davening in shul? Or no, there's nothing special about davening in the shul. It's just that's where the tzibur is. Well, from some of the sources we saw before, it sounds like there's something special about the shul, especially if you buy into this idea of the embassy idea. It's not just the tzibur. It's a shul. And we said before, is even if you have a tzibur min in your house, it's still better daven in the shul. So it sounds like there's some significance to the shul independent of the tzibur. And that's what the... And that's what he says in the second line, and we'll go back to this, but look at the second line of 47. Okay, if a guy comes to shul late, he already missed davening. It's over. No more minyan. Okay? Nevertheless, he's got a daven b'chidus, who muchach l'spal b'yachid, afilo hachi yelech l'beis ha'knesses, shesham tulas v'baris nishmas. Listen to that. Okay? It is better, even if you have to daven b'chidus, no minyan, better to daven in the shul, if you can. Okay? There's no minyan there. The minion's over. You came late. They thought there was a 9:30 minion. There's no 9:30 minion. So, or you came early. I don't know. Whatever happens, you're not able to daven with the minion. It's still a value to daven in shul. Okay.
So you're saying the shul itself is the makam kavua?
Yes, that's what we're getting at. We're coming back. Hold the thought for once. That's exactly what it seems. It's exactly what it seems. He tells you, look, I'm Ben Yonah. We're going to see that later. Okay. And it's better to daven in the shul. Of course, you want to have a minion. And that's what the tzlach in the second paragraph basically says. Tzarchom the tarti boy. You really want both. Imat tzibur and dafka beis haknesses. You want to have the minion, the tzibur, and the beis haknesses. Okay? And that's how he works out the Gemara. You're going to look through it. Rav Soloveitchik said, also, you know, a similar idea. You need both things. And he says, maybe Rashi says, you know, the Beis HaKnesses is where they say Shir Sotishpachos, so it's only where there's a minion there. But at the end, he writes, at the very end of 18, Mubur Medvar of the Eish Beis Kiyumim, Tfila Imat Tzibur, and Kiyum Tfila Beis HaKnesses for Af B'Yochid. So there is value to davening a shul even when you're a Yochid. And that's really what it looks like. The Rav said, and the Rav spelled it out a little more, and Tzach hinted also, the Rambam, Hilchas Tfila Perkes Halach Aleph, 49, Tfila Satzibur Nishmas Tomid. Tefillah Tzibur is always listened to. Afilo, even though the people are not such great people, fine. Lefichach tzarch adam l'shatef atzmei matzibur. The lo yispalo b'yachid kol zman shiachol yispalo matzibur. You shouldn't daven by yourself. If you can, daven with the tzibur. Right now, we don't know if you can daven with the tzibur around here. There's no choice, but if you can. and La'olam Yashkim should get up and go to shul in the morning and so on and so forth. Okay, and he says at the end, same thing, anyone who's got a shul that doesn't go is considered a bad neighbor. Okay, now the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam says in Parakas Halach Alav, Hilchas Tefillah, and also Lechem Mishnah, both. They say, you see, they quote this Gemara about Abba Ben Yomin, that Tefillah Sosh Adam Nishmas, Bebe Sakneses. It says, Klomar, the end of the first line of 50, Sha'afilu Kisha'ena Tzibur Mispalin, Yispalo, Bebe Sakneses. Why? So it comes back to the point, Lefishu Miyuchad, Litfilah Satzibur. It's a place that's Miyuchad. It's set aside. It's designated for that purpose. Okay, and the same thing in Lechem Mishnah also. It says the same thing. Tovar Rabbeinu, the second line of 51, Lechemishim Perkaz Halach Alaf, it's still the same thing. Tovar Rabbeinu, Sh'afal Pi, Sh'mispala B'yochid, Tzok, Sh'ikonis Beis HaKnesses, if you can. Okay, so therefore we have a new din that emerges. Now, what is the quote-unquote glick of the Beis HaKnesses? What's the significance? There's no minion. I understand that's what a minion is. Good. But why the importance even B'yochid? Because in the Kesef Mishnah hinted at it, because it's miyuchad, it's designated for that purpose. Okay. Now, of course, tefillah b'tzibur, that we understand, right? The Gemara says in Bracha Zayin and Beis going over Chesam and Aleph 52. Amar Yochanan, Amar Yochanan Shem Shemchai, my dixiv ani silasi lachashem eis ratzon. A pasuk we all know, Tilim Parak Samach Tes pasuk Yedal, right? Ani silasi lachashem eis ratzon. Okay, what's eis ratzon? Gemara says, Amos say eis ratzon. Is Shah Shat Sibram is and Brachas Chesmana when people the minion davens, okay? And they quote other psukim also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never will reject Hain Kel Kabir Velo Yimas, a pasuk in Eo 56, Eo Periklam Vav Pasuk Hey, another pasuk 57, Potter B'Shalom Nav Tilim Perik Nun Hey, pasuk Yates, Potter B'Shalom Nav Shimi Kravli Kivrab Mayomadi, I'm saved because of the Rabbim. All these illustrate the same point that there is value to the Rabbim. Okay, but again, it's not just the rabbin. It's also the place of the Beis HaKnesses, a place that's set aside for the tefillah of the rabbin. It's miyuchad l'tefillah. So if you look in the Rif on this Gemara, Dalam and Aleph, page 58, Ab Minyom and Omer, Ein tefillah l'shmas el Beis HaKnesses, l'shma l'arina tefillah, and so on and so forth. And they quote all these psukim, they put all these bars together. That's a shrut zone, so it sounds like it's a place where the tefillah, where the tzibur is davening. That's the ikker. But Rabbeinu Yonah says right away, and this is pivotal, in 59, Rabbeinu Yonah is earlier than that. We saw it in the Slach, we saw it in the Kesef Mishnah, we saw it in the Lechem Mishnah, but the Rabbeinu Yonah is earlier. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brochas, Dalam al Aleph, says, Amosai a shrut zone, the Omrim ha-Gaonim, he's quoting even earlier authorities. Sha'afilu kishe'ein ha'adam holach lebeis ha'knesses, yeshlo, I'm sorry, one thing, l'shar shispalo b'shoah, Shemispal Hakal. That's another interesting thing, by the way. If you can't make the shul, you should daven at the same time that the minion davens. And around here, that gives you a lot of leeway because they don't have every 15 minutes, Baruch Hashem, usually. But a person should try and daven at the same time that the tzibur daven. But more important for us right now is the last line of 59. The od amru shafilu kishe'ena tzibur mispalin, yeshul la'adam lispalin v'staknesis, they shul kavua umiyuchad. But tzibur is a tzibur, as the Kesef Mishnah said, there were many owners earlier. It's a place that's set aside, it's fixed for tefillah, okay, and that's the din, and it appears in the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim Simon Tzadi. See if Tess Yishtadel Adam Lispalo Beis Hakneses Imat Tzibur. Notice mentions both things in the shul with the tzibur. Vimu Anos Beshenu Yochal Over the Hakneses. For whatever you can't come to shul, then Yichavin Lispalo Beshosha Tzibur Lispalo. Daven when the tzibur davens, okay. And who Adini says Bnei Adam Hadarim Biyishuv Ein Lam Minyan. People live out in the sticks, so their work someplace no minyan. You can't get to a minyan. We call Mokum. We spalo Shachas Varvis. We don't shut Tzibur spalo. Daven when the Tzibur davens. Okay. And then Vechenim Nana. So we spalo B'shosh Spalo Tzibur. Whom we spalo Yochid Afal Pichen. You spalo Beisaknesses. Mechaber Paskin this way LaHalacha. That's in Sif Tes. If you're Aleph, he mentions whoever has a shul in his town doesn't go in. It's considered a Shochen Ra. Okay. And the Mishabura clarifies, 61, the Mishabura there in Simon Sadi clarifies, in Sif Kotten Chav Zion, L'hispalo b'beis haknesses, afilam yesho asar b'beiso, even I can get a minion in my house, what's more convenient? Yishtadel b'beis haknesses, try and get into the shul. Why? Okay, again, in Sif Kotten Lamed Gimel, b'bnei shum mokom kavua l'kedusha, u'tfilaso miskabela shom yoser. It's a place that's more set, that has kedusha, your tefillah is better davened there, better accepted over there. And then it's Sukkot and Lamed Ches. He says, okay, if you have no minyan in the shul, still it's better to daven in the shul and so on. Okay. Now, getting back now to the Mokum Kavua, as Hadley is before, so that's what the listener is. That Marami Rutenberg writes in one of his tshuvas, First Berlin, Reish Lamed Zayin, 62. He writes, Masha Omru Chachamim, now to come full circle. Look at this. Masha Omru Chachamim, Kola Kovea Mokum Tfiloso. So now, what the Chazal mean, that original statement that you should have a Mokum Kavua, the descendant of Yaakov, had a Mokum Kavua around the Mishkan and so on. And so we should have a Mokum Kavua. Why? He says, Yesh Lomar, what does it mean? Kishu holech pam achas b'beis ha-knesset zeh, u'pam achas b'beis ha-knesset acher. You shouldn't float around sometimes in this shul, and sometimes in that shul, and sometimes in the other shul. Pick a shul, that's the makom kavua. That's what he says. More important, though, look at the second statement. Aval beis mekomos b'beis ha-knesset echad. But to sit in two different places in the same shul, shaper, then that's fine. In other words, what's the Maram Rutenberg saying? He says, no din of a makom kavua in a shul. The makom kavua means I should pick a shul. This is where I daven. I mean, it doesn't mean you can never go to another shul, but by and large, this is where I identify. This is where I daven. That's what it means to have a makom kavua in a shul. But once you're in the shul, to daven here, and I sit there in the second row, and I sit in the ninth row, and I sit in that corner, I sit in that corner, that's fine. Okay, that's fine. So says the Maram Rutenberg. Okay, that's a very interesting psak. There's no such thing or no such din, he says, of a makom kavua in the shul. The entire shul is a makom kavua. Why? So it makes sense because of what we said, the reason behind the makom kavua, I'm sorry, is that it's a place that's miyuchad for tefillah, right? So the whole shul is miyuchad for tefillah. The whole shul has that kedusha. So what's the difference if I sit over here, if I sit over there? It doesn't matter. I'm in the shul. That's what Maram Rutenberg says. It's an important or interesting psak. What does it mean to have a makom kavua? Don't wander around. I've been to Yonah.
Could you use him as like an excuse? Like, let's just, you know, like some old guy complains to you, like on the Lower East Side, this is my Makom Kavua. You could say, well, there's no such thing as Makom Kavua. It's
not a cool, you're right. You can show him this Maram Rutenberg. I didn't say yet how we pass him. I didn't say yet how we pass him, but that's what Maram Rutenberg said. Not only the Maram Rutenberg, look at Rabbi Yonah, because he mentioned something else. And Brachas Gimel Brei, the Vassal Kol HaMokom, Kol HaKovei HaMokom, 63. Look what he says. He says, well, he agrees with the Maram Rutenberg on that first point, on that point. Lo Omar Zeb in Mekomo Shal Beis HaKnesses. The Kevon Shekula Mokom Tvilu Ein LaHakbid Im Yoshe Pa'amim B'Zavizu U'Pa'amim B'Zu. So the owner says it black on white. He says, once you're in the shul, the whole shul is a Mokom Tvilu. So it doesn't matter if you sit sometimes in this corner, sometimes in that corner. But he then adds something else. So what does it mean a Mokom Kavua? Not like Maram Rutenberg said, find a particular shul, but listen to this, and this is what's relevant, especially today. Ela rotza lomar shekavo kovea mokom l'tfiloso bebeso. When you have to daven at home, everybody has to daven at home sometimes, or in the office, or whatever, you should have a mokom kavua there, says Rabbeinu Yonah. That's what it means. V'shepa'amim sheniyocha l'orachas beis ha-knesses mispalo bebeso. Okay, sometimes a person can make the shul, has to daven at home. So then, miyached mokom yedua l'kach. And he thinks that's what the Yerushalmi means and so on. Okay, quotes Yerushalmi. I printed Yerushalmi, Perek Dal Achadal, same Yerushalmi as before, just a continuation of 64. Look at this. Amrab Tamchun Bar Chanina, Tzarech Adam Liyachid Lo, I'm sorry, before I got to Yerushalmi, sorry. That's a different Yerushalmi he's quoting. So therefore, according to Ben Yonah, a very important lesson here. You should have a mokum, it's particularly relevant today, we're all diving home. You shouldn't dive in sometimes here, sometimes there, walking around, going up and down. You should dive in one place. Why? So it sounds like, again, because the concept of a makom kavua is to be miyached a fixed place to give it kedusha. In the shul, it has the kedusha ready. But in your house, your own house doesn't have, whole house doesn't have kedusha. So you designate one place, one corner. I personally daven in the room I'm sitting in right now. I daven in the corner. Okay? So that's the place. I put a stender up there, and that's why I daven. Okay, you set a fixed place. We're always going to daven in this location. That's what anyone says, the whole din of makom kavua. It's not in shul. In shul, you don't need a fixed place. You need a fixed place in your house because the whole concept, according to this approach of a makom kavua, is to have a place that's a miyached for tefillah. Miyached for tefillah, the whole shul is miyached for tefillah. In your house, you have to miyached a place. However, not everybody agrees with this. There's a Yerushalmi, a different Yerushalmi, Brochus Paragdal, Ochadalit, 64. Amr B'tanchum Barchanina, Tzarech Adam Liyached Lo Makom Bib Beis HaKnesses Lispalo. Yerushalmi seems to say you should be miyached a place even in a shul. And a quote of Pasuk about David HaMelech, Shmuel Beis, Perek Tassos, Pasuk Lamed Beis, but he David Bo Adarosh, Asher Yishtachav Eshom Elokim, he had a fixed place, okay, even within the shul, okay, even within the place where he always went, he had a fixed place in there, okay, Asher Yishtachav Eshom Elokim. So the Pnei Moshe writes, in 65, Brachas Parak Dav Chadav, Mokom Beis HaKnesses, Tzorach Liyachid L'Mokom Yuchad, Shelo Yispal, excuse me, not like Rabbeinu Yonah, Shelo Yispal Pam Mokom Zeh, Pam Mokom Acher, V'afilu Ba'oso Beis HaKnesses. So, Yerucham, you can show the person of Marmon Rundberg and Rabbeinu Yonah, pretend you don't know the Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi seems to say the other way.
Yeah, the opposite. Totally. So what are they arguing about? What's their machlokes? Like,
But he said, Afilo also based on Knesset. And he just explained the Yerushalmi. And the Premosha is an Achron. But Rishonim said it also. The Tosa Rush. On that Sugin Brochus, Volvin Bay 68. He says, Don't think you can go from one place to another as long as you're in the same shul. Okay? He says, not like that. You have to have a fixed place in the shul. And the Rosh in his Piskei Halacha, Brachas Parak Aleph Siman Zayin, says it also. Okay? He said, not telling you, is just pick a place and that's it. Once you have a shul, you can sit anywhere. No. You should have a fixed place in the shul. The Miri also in 70. And that's again, Brachas, Vav and Beis. Royal Adam Likbo, Mokum Tzviloso. He should have a set place and so on. And he says, even within a shul, you have to have a fixed place. And he quotes that Yerushalmi. So basically, the Machlokes Rishonim. Now the Rambam, it's not 100% clear at Paskin, so it looks like he's Paskin even in the shul. Because he says in Parak Hey of Hilchos Tefillah Halacha, 71, he writes, Shmona Dvarim, there are certain things that a person should have when he davens, and be careful talking, but they're not ma'akev. They don't, if you don't have it, it doesn't ruin your tefillah. One of them he calls Tikkun HaMakom. It's on the list there in Parak Hey Halacha Aleph. What is Tikkun HaMakom? Son Halacha Vav, got printed twice for some reason. 72 got printed twice, but look at the first one. Tikkun HaMakom, Ketzad, Yamod B'Makom, Namach, you should stand in a low place if you can. Yachzor Ponav HaKosel, face the wall, okay? And all of this stuff. And among the other things, Kovei HaMakom L'Tfiloso Tomid. You look at that Rambam, and it seems to me that, you know, you place face the wall. What's it all about? It's about Kavana. It's about Kavana. It's not a point about me Yachid, a place for davening. Okay, it's about Kavana. You have to find the place where you're going to be able to have Kavana. Okay? Now, the Ghost Maimonides on that Rambam and Os Yud, Perkei Alechavav and Os Yud, quotes this Gemara about our Rambam that we started with. Okay? And therefore, he says, and then the second line of 73, Vafilu ba'oso beis haknesses, lo yishana mekom tefiloso pam bezavizu, pam bezavizu. Right? He agrees like those we've shown him were against the Ramadan when he owned it. Don't move around even within the same shul. And we look in the Kesef Mishnah, he quotes the Meniona, okay, but he says that that those who disagree. And the Tur in the Siman Tzadi in 75 presents the whole point, the whole machlokas. And therefore I would suggest that the machlokas, to answer your question, revolves around what we said before. What is the purpose, so to speak, of having a makom kavua? Is it to be miyached, a place that's a place of kedusha, a place of tefillah, a fixed place where I daven? Well, if that's the case, then take it. You don't have to, it doesn't matter in a shul, because the whole shul has that status. But if it's in your home doesn't have that status, so be miyached one place. However, if you hold that the idea of the makom kavua, what's the idea of a makom kavua? So you won't be distracted. Right, that's what the Rambam says. Tikkun tefillah, tikkun makom. Have a place you won't be distracted. If you're in a house, even in a shul, to this time you sit here. You're near the, you never sit over here before. Imagine you come to shul, you never sat over there before. So you're looking at the yahrzeit plaques. If you always sit there, you're not distracted by it. Then a different time, I sit near the window, the stained glass window. Look, oh, that's it. Right. If you move around, even within the shul, it can be distracting from a kavana perspective. So therefore, if the ikkar of a makom kavua is to minimize distractions. Okay, then take it. Applies at home. It applies to shul. You should daven in a place in your home. That's what we said before, by the wall or something, in a place where you're not going to have distractions. And a shul also, you want to minimize distractions. So if you move around, that's a human nature, right? You're sitting in the same place. You're used to that already. So that's what I think the machlokas revolves around. Okay, the Beis Yosef also presents the machlokas, the Rosh and the Ram Rundberg and so on and so forth. Okay, and that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch in 77. Or Chaim Siman Tzadi Sif Yud Tes Yikba Mokom L'Tfiloso Shelo Yishaneo Im Lo L'Tzorech. Don't change unless there's a need. And Be'ein Dai B'Ma'av Shikba Lo Beis HaKnesses L'Spal. Not enough just to have a shul where you daven. Elagam Bib Beis HaKnesses Shekavu B'Tzorech Shelo Mokom Kavu. Even within the shul. So we paskin, and that's the guy in the Lower East Side, the Yerucham, is right. We paskin. We'll see one limitation. We paskin that applies even in a shul. However, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tzadi Sukkot and Lamed Daled, and this is very nogea today. And the Shabur also Siman Tzadi Sukkot and Samet say, look at this. The Nir Eli says the one of Ron, the Toch Daled Amos. That's what Daled Amos stands for. Daled Amos Chashav Makom Echad. So Makom Kavua doesn't mean this seat. It means this Makom. And Halacha Makom is Daled Amos. Well, that's a lot of seats in many shul. Maybe not right now because you have to have distancing. But I mean, when we go to shul, okay, if someone is sitting in your seat, you can move over one seat and that will not destroy your makom kavua. You're to move nine rows away. Okay, that's far away. But so we can come back now to your question, Rucham. To move one seat over, if the guy can sit or one row forward or one row backward that within Dalet Amos, he's in his makom kavua. So Mokum Kavua doesn't mean that I'm in the third row, second seat from the left. Okay, that's not what Mokum Kavua means. The Magen Avraham says it before, it's nearly. And then the Shabur accepts it and says, Kotin Samet, Toch Dal Amos Choshev Mokum Echad. So Mamela, that's really an important din. However, coming back full circle, the Machlokes, and well, this will finish up, the Machlokes between the Maharam Rutenberg, Ben Yonah, against the Rush, and again, we saw the Torah Beis Yosef quote many others, the Miri, and so on, and that's what it looks like from the Rambam, okay, seem to, the Machlokes is only whether you need a Makom Kavua in Shul or not. And we pass you do, although with the caveat that within Daled Amos is considered a Makom Kavua. However, nobody seems to disagree with that point, Rabbeinu Yonah, that at home, you certainly need a Makom Kavua. You know what I'm saying? As a machlokas was only, do you need a makom kavua in shul? That's a machlokas. And we passing you do within the aramas of that place. However, everybody seems to agree, because there's no machlokas about that, that in your home, you vadai need it. Okay? You vadai need it. And because in the home, both reasons apply. The reason of being miyachet a makom latvila, and the reason of what? Of kavana. That's how All right, I printed the Rosh Yosef from the Prima Gadim in Brachas Vav and Beis. I could have printed it earlier, but he quotes the Shulchan Aruch and says, even in the Beis HaKnesses, you have to have it and so on, okay? And look at the Magen Avraham and Siman Tzadi, Simchat and Lamed Gimel, okay? What's the purpose of having the Makom Kavua according to Magen Avraham here? Look at 81. The Gam Kemish Mishvav Beiso Yikba Makom Shalo Yival Beluhu B'nei Abay. You shouldn't get mixed up. You're going to go over here, and this one's on the phone. You're going to dive in over there, and the other one's playing a video game. Whatever. In other words, be in a place where you won't get confused, you won't get distracted. So the Magen Avraham is saying, yeah, in a house, you should have a makom kavua too. Not only to be miyachet a makom, but also to minimize distractions. So you have balub and a bias. Okay? And the Mishnah Berurah says it also in Sivkot and Nuntes, right? Yikva makom, shekem lothin ba'avram, avinu shekava makom, etc. And v'gam kem shetvala v'beiso yikva makom. He passed that. There's no argument about. The only argument was, is the need a makom kavua in shul. But if you're home, you're zichah need a makom kavua, not only to be miyached the place, like we discussed earlier, but as the Mishnah Berurah, as the Magen Avraham both say, shalo yisbal b'luhu, okay, you live Balbalu, Bnei Abayis, and Ali Bnei Abayis. But you look at this picture, you go over here, you know, it's interesting. Somebody once said, you ever notice how you have people who are husbands, let's say, I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, who don't always help clear the table. You know, they don't help clear the table. You know whatever helps clear the table? But when they're benching. All of a sudden, when they're benching, they're always piling up plates and moving the fork. When we're benching, you know, you want to get busy, right? So you start benching, so then you move the napkin, you get to put the bowls in. You know, other than that, you're not interested in helping. Forget, you know, but that's what it says. Just finish off the Chidor. Okay, it says what we just said. The Chidor is a sefer called Pesach and I'm in Brochus Vomit Beis. You switch places, it mixes you up, right? It mixes up your thoughts. Okay? So therefore he says the person who's Koveya Makom won't get mixed up. And it's not only true in the Beis HaKnesses, certainly the Beis HaKnesses, but he says, not only in Shul, Ela Af Mishar B'Sfina, a guy who's on a traveling on a ship, he's busy for several days, okay, on a ship. Or some other person, he's in a house. Okay, Biyachid also, he needs to have a Makom Kavua. And the last thing I printed, and this was done in 84, Emes Liyakov, that's a Biyakov Kamenetskis on Avrocha, on a Torah, I have on a Torah, but it has on the Gemara also. He says, Ef Shalomar, the Kol Shem, Dibra Masal Kola Kovayan, and Brocha's Vavmud Beis, the Kol Shem Mazim Rokhla Tunis Palashom, Niskadesh Oso Makom Kimo Beis HaKnesses. that place takes on heifa as the flip side. It's not just kavon in the home, but if you're in the home and you set that place aside, that place has a din of kedushas based knesses. The kavon shniskadesh shorah kedusha b'makom ahu. Wow, that place now in your house, in your dining room, your living room, your kitchen, wherever you're davening now, your den, okay, that place has kedusha, okay, and the shechina is there. And therefore, you know, you better be careful. You know, the double-edged sword. You better be careful. Wow, this place, like, sure, I better make sure I have kavana. Better make sure I don't do anything stupid or say anything stupid or act stupid in this place. Okay? Otherwise, you know, why are you intruding? Because while you're intruding, Pasuk says, Ramos chatzera, right? Mi bikesh mizos miyerchem ramos chatzera. Sometimes Hashem says, I don't want someone insincere coming into my base hamikdash. You're trampling in my courtyard. You're trespassing. Okay? Well, even though it's your house, once you set aside this place as a makom kavua for davening, that place has kedusha. Don't go and don't behave inappropriately. That's Ramos Chatzerai. You're trampling and discrediting or trespassing on Hashem's property. In any event, what emerges, I think, from here, a few interesting things that maybe we didn't know before. Namely, that number one, that a person, if he can should daven in the shul, even if daven b'chidus, should daven in the shul. Like, if you can, it's not always feasible, but it doesn't say you have to go driving for 2 hours to find the shul, but if it's available. And the other thing we said was that, of course, even the davening home, we should try and daven at the time when the tzibur davens, okay? And we said that a person should make sure to have a mokum kavua in the house as well, not just in the shul, but in the house as well. And that way, Ataka said, everybody agreed to? Yeah, good question, yeah.
Is it better to daven with a minyan in your house or alone in a shul?
Right. So there I would say you have the choice. It's better to daven in your house because tefillah b'tzibur, because there's so many other things attached to it, it's better. But again, the tefillah b'tzibur would win.
No,
okay?
There's no tzibur in the shul. You're alone in the shul.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So I think tefillah b'tzibur wins. Because you can say kedusha, you can say baruch hu, the other things you just can't do. Okay.
So tzibur in the home is better.
Davening with a minion, yes, yeah, I think so. Anyway, these are some of the interesting things that we saw, I think, that maybe we didn't know about before. And the other thing is, a makom kavua in a shul, we possibly should have it, within Dalai Lama's is also a makom kavua. So if somebody's sitting in your seat, and if it's a friend, you can ask, but don't cause any fights about a makom kavua, we should avoid that. Okay, we'll stop over here. I just want to mention, next Thursday night, of course, is Shavuos, so we're not going to have a Thursday night shiur, but I will give a shiur Wednesday evening, Be'ez Hashem, on Shavuos. I'll ask Josh to send out the WhatsApp to the group. Probably it'll be either after fix the time. There's a lot of different shiurim and stuff going on, I know, next Wednesday night, because unfortunately it doesn't look like we're going to be together, any of us in any of our shuls, about the Medrash on Shavuos night. A lot of people giving shiurim in advance. So I'll give a shiur also, again, next Thursday night, Yontif, so we know a Zoom shiur, but we'll have a Zoom shiur next Wednesday night, probably 8:30. Okay, or maybe 9, but you can check in with me, or I'll ask Josh to send out with the WhatsApp list. Okay.